Hey you guys, what's up? It's your good guy here, Prince Onyx. And I'm gonna let you guys in on a little secret. As part of my royal court, for just as low as $7.99 a month, that's $7.99 a month, you guys can get advertisement free. In other words, ad-free episodes from your favorite podcast, the Royal Hour Podcast. How do you do that, you ask? Well, if you're listening from Spotify or from Anchor, there will be a link in the description that you can click on where you will be able to be a paid subscriber. Now, with this subscription, you are able to get, again, ad-free episodes, meaning that all you will hear is the intro, you'll hear about the Anchor FM, you know, spot about how to create your own podcast, and where to find me, which is the outro on where to find me on social media. Other than that, you guys will get, you know, as long as I want to have the episodes. They could be an hour, maybe 2 hours, who knows, of just me, solo dolo, or me and my guests from the royal court as we talk about the various topics that you guys love, from entertainment to politics to AI to conspiracy theories. When I tell you, you would want to subscribe to this because I'm already free enough. You know, I speak freely enough on the show regularly, but with the subscription, when I tell y'all, you get a more raw, uncut version of your good guy Prince Onyx and some, yeah, you'd want to subscribe to this. So again, for just as little as $7.99 a month, you guys will get ad-free episodes. Ad-free, no interruptions, just straight through and through, from one segment to the next segment to the next segment to the next segment to the end of the episode. You guys will get all of that for just as low as $7.99 a month. And this is due in part to Anchor, which is provided to us by Spotify. So I just wanted to let you guys know before y'all listen to this episode, because this is a freebie, just like, you know, you guys get the regular episodes because season 2 is coming. But I just wanted to let y'all know that moving forward, to get those subscription episodes, those exclusive episodes, subscription based episodes, you just got to subscribe for as low as $7.99 a month, and you guys get your good boy Prince Onyx and then some. Thank y'all. Now let's get back to the show. Hello and welcome to the Royal Hour Podcast, hosted by the one and only Prince Onyx. Join me on a daily to weekly basis with the Royal Court and I as we delve deep into a wide range of topics. From entertainment to politics, both professional and streetwise, to personal stories of things that we've experienced. From dating troubles to family drama and even our own tea that'll get spilled. All from a Chicago perspective that at times can be viewed as worldly. You can find us on Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, and more. This is a show that you don't want to miss. Thanks for tuning in. Do you or someone that you know have a story that they would like to share with the world? If so, look no further. You can join Spotify for Podcasters today and begin sharing your story with the world. How might you do this, you would ask? Well, it's very simple with this app. You are able to edit and record your podcast for free, as well as view the analytics to see the engagement with your audience, with a variety of features, including video podcasting. Also, you're able to make money off your podcast because, listen, if you've been outside, like I've been outside, you know that inflation is terrorizing all of us, from the rent still being due on the first, to gas and groceries. It's hard to keep up. So if you have a good story to tell and want to galvanize a unique set of listeners, go ahead and start your journey today with Spotify for Podcasters and let them know that Prince Onyx from the Royal Hour Podcast sent you. And now back to the show. What's up, everybody? It's your good guy here, Prince Onyx, and I want to welcome you guys back to the Royal Hour Podcast. So it's crazy how after I released the last episode last week to y'all, that literally more news pertaining to Jonathan Majors had struck. So we're going to go ahead and dive right in, okay? Because It just seems like more and more Hollywood mayhem. Bitch, I just got the title of this episode. Ha ha ha. But more Hollywood mayhem is unfolding, and this is coming from Page Six. Now, apparently, Jonathan Majors' Hollywood friends turn quote-unquote cold, and they are keeping their distance, which, I mean, honestly, when you think about the manner of the situation, of course, everybody is keeping their distance, but realistically, if you really know behind the scenes, it's probably their agents and the managers and whomever else is involved with, you know, these actors making money for them, let's be honest with you, because that's how the industry is. They are telling everybody, stay the fuck away from him for right now until the streets calm down. Basically, that's what it is. It's, you know, it's like a soft, I would have to say this is like the soft blackballing, but it's not a hard blackballing, even though he's been dropped from more projects, unfortunately. So it's been, you know, reported that he's been dropped from like more projects, unfortunately. Now, it was interesting because he was cast in a Spike Lee production that's going to be on Amazon Prime called The Understudy. And that's D-A for, you know, duh, and it meaning the, but, you know, anyway. So I'm wondering how long until Spike Lee decides to drop him. And that's if he does. But also, before I get into the article, you know, again, Disney is still holding on to him. And, you know, there will be people who will be like, hey, well, you know, they had dropped Terrence Howard with no problem. And mind you, Terrence Howard wasn't controversial back then. All he did was ask for a pay raise because most people don't know this, but originally, I believe from my memory, and y'all can correct me if I am wrong, but originally for Iron Man, they did not want Robert Downey Jr. because of his, you know, the DUIs, the, you know, drunk driving, because of his history, his record, you know what I'm saying? They didn't want that because when you think Marvel, when you think Disney, you think family, you think fun, all, you know, all that good shit, right, for marketing. So I believe they originally wanted Tom Cruise, which is why when it came to Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, when it came to the Iron Man variant from the other universe, the universe 838, they were going to film with Tom Cruise as that universe's Iron Man. But unfortunately, due to COVID and, you know, scheduling and stuff like that and budget, they couldn't. But if you notice in that scene with the Illuminati in the universe 838, there's like, I want to say 6 or 7 seats. So really, we're missing two characters. There's supposed to be a character that is the brother to Thor and Loki. And that is who, what is his name? The guy who plays from Evil Dead. Let me look it up because I'm surprised I'm really skipping his name. Like, and I don't even mean to do that. Real talk. But he plays Ash Williams. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know his character, the iconic character Ash Williams. Yes, Bruce Campbell, who made an appearance in Doctor Strange, by the way. But originally he was supposed to play Thor and Loki's brother from an alternate universe, essentially. And there was supposed to be the Tom Cruise version of Iron Man. Iron Man Superior, I believe it was called, or like Ultimate Iron Man or something like that. So, you know, and that would have been dope to see, you know, but hey, things happen, right? So, you know, again, Marvel wanted to go with Tom Cruise, but Terrence Howard, being the heroic Negro, you know, he stuck his neck out and he ended up getting chopped when he simply just wanted more money, which is like, okay, the rule of thumb is, sweetheart, when you do a sequel and you're bringing everybody back, everybody gets a pay raise. So why is it that it seems like the only person who is short or absent of a pay raise would be the black man? You know what I'm saying? Like, can we talk? Okay, like, can we talk for a minute? Because where's my fucking money? Ooh, child, let me stop. I don't need Tevin Campbell coming after me. But anyway, so going into the article from Page Six about Jonathan Majors' Hollywood friends backing away from him, with Creed 3 star Jonathan Majors reportedly facing further potential abuse charges from more women in an explosive Manhattan case, his Hollywood friends have turned quote-unquote cold. Variety has reported the sources familiar with the case claim more women are coming out against Majors after he was arrested in March for charges of strangulation, assault, and harassment. On March 25th, Majors was arrested on charges of allegedly choking a 30-year-old woman in New York. The alleged victim had quote-unquote minor injuries to her head and her neck, end quote. But the star's lawyer, again the same woman who represented Jen Shaw, by the way, told Page Six in a statement, Jonathan Majors is innocent and has not abused anyone. We have provided irrefutable evidence to the DA that the charges are false. We are confident that he will be fully exonerated. It's no surprise that his phone is ringing much less these days. This is what happens in all walks of life. but especially in Hollywood, friends turn cold. And this was all a quotation right here with, you know, it's no surprise. That is from a source that told Page Six. Now, if you guys remember in last week's episode, like I told y'all, in this article will remind us, the star, who is 33 years of age, was dropped by talent management firm Entertainment 360 and high power PR firm The Lead Company, also took a hiatus from working with the actor. Majors will also no longer be attending the fashion's biggest night, which is the Met Gala on May 1st, after it was quote unquote mutually agreed upon, end quote, when it says agreed upon with fashion house Valentino that he would not attend. This could not have happened at a more worse time for his career, said a source, noting that Major's latest film, Creed 3, came out March 3rd. Another high-profile hit, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, in February. Added by the source, quote-unquote, you can't deny that the man is a talented actor, but right now he has to reassess and gather a whole new team. And so, again, that is coming from Page Six. And so, you know, because, again, he's been dropped from some other projects as well. I believe there was, like, a project on Netflix or something like that. Like, he's been getting dropped by other projects. But what's even more interesting in a fucked up situation is that, you know, apparently there are more women who are speaking out now. And remember those two pricks who had spoke out on the victim's behalf to villainize Majors early on. It's like, you know, they spoke out about it and it just felt like, okay, you're speaking out about it and people are being nosy. They wanted to know names, and other people just simply wanted to know, okay, who were these people? Because are these accusations true or not? You feel what I'm saying? And so with Majors, what I have to say is that, you know, I'm not going to be the type that's like, oh, this is what happens when you mess with white women. Oh, because if you were with a black woman, she would know her place. She would never go through your phone. Again, that argument is asinine and we're not going to go there. Regardless of if the woman was black, white, or candy stripe, you shouldn't have put your hands on somebody. Keep your fucking hands to yourself. Let's reiterate that. Keep your hands to yourself. Again, if you out here digging down other bitches, and she was going along for the ride, but then suddenly she decided, hey, I want you to myself monogamously. I know that you're getting your money now, but hey, we need to be monogamous, and you wasn't going, y'all could have broke up. But however, apparently they have since, you know, now articles are calling her the ex-girlfriend. So apparently they have broken up. So, you know, it's just like, but the situation just keeps getting worse and worse. You know, it's like the gift that keeps on giving. You feel what I'm saying? And mind you, I have saw the video that they have released, but I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I was confused as hell at what I was seeing, because I'm like, okay, at what point is Jonathan snatching his phone from her? Because they're at like a nightclub at a bar or something like that. So it's like this situation was reported to have happened in the back of a cab. So how we go from a cab to a nightclub? Like, what narrative is trying to be painted here? What narrative are you trying to paint here? Let me know. I would like to know. You know, the people would like to know, because the closer I get to this case, it's not making fucking sense, okay? Like, the more it's adding confusion to me, oh yeah. Okay, by giving me all they've got, which I don't know what all they have, but what exactly are you giving me here? Like, I really want to understand, because of course there are black people who are coming out being like, hey, I'm not going to demonize the black man and da 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 da, you know, putting out their capes, you know what I'm saying, and waving the flag to defend the black man. So much so that even Tiffany Haddish, who is still being given the side eye as quiet as it is kept, she decided to speak up for Jonathan Majors. And it's like, girl, look, you still ain't really good with a lot of black folks. You ain't been good before this situation with you and Ari Spears. And, you damn sure ain't looking good now. So let's not decide to be the heroic negress. Let's sit the fuck down. Because again, girl, what is you even talking for? Anyway, you know, what are you talking for? But yeah, it's just going to be really interesting to see how this case rolls out, because again, you know, now there are other women who are coming forth. There are other victims who are coming forth. And it's like, okay, let's just go to trial. At this point, let's go to trial. And, you know, and because even with the video, like I told you guys, I saw the video. And now even like an attorney for Jonathan Majors, which clearly has to be the same attorney who represented Jen Shaw, looking at the video, even she is saying that the victim was unharmed. So again, in this video that you guys released,
what exactly were we supposed to see? Because now that there are multiple alleged abuse victims who are coming forth, what exactly are we supposed to get from this? I really want to understand. Because, okay, he was texting other bitches. You caught him. It's like, girl, now y'all not together no more. What's it given? Like, what's it given? The man is losing all of these roles and opportunities. They removed him from that Army commercial that they then had to pay the Army back for. Or the Army had to pay the production company for, or however that was supposed to go. Like, again, opportunities are being taken from him. Like, the very few that he still has are either movies that have been completed. And, you know, in this case, what is it? That bodybuilder movie. Disney had actually purchased that from the film festival, beating out all the other bidders. So, you know, there's that that's still coming out later this year. Again, there's the Spike Lee production, well, project, production, whatever, that's coming out. So what is the purpose here? Like, we're stripping him of everything. We're, you know, metaphorically castrating him and parading it out for the world to see. And it's just like, a lot of Black people are split on the decision. You know, a lot of Black people are like, oh, he was fucked up for what he did. He's just another, you know, Hollywood abuser. Like, you know, of course, Chris Brown, they love to throw him in there. You know, it's just, what can you really say? What can you really say? Like, what can we really say, man? What can we really say? I'm asking you all, what can we really say? Because this situation is not going to get any better, like, at all. Seriously, I don't see it getting any better. I mean, until the court of law, which is what I'm going to go with, says that he is innocent or guilty, that's where I'm going to keep it at. You know, social media, the court of public opinion, they are quick to chastise and demonize and just throw the baby away with the throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm just waiting for the court of law. The same way that we did when it came to the Megan and Tory situation, which we all knew, those of us who were smart enough to have common sense, we knew that Megan was telling the truth. Yes, she may have omitted the fact that she had sexual relations with Tory, but what does her having sexual relations with this man have to do with the fact that he shot her? Are you trying to say that, oh, well, you know, he had sex with her, so clearly, you know, it was a lover's quarrel? It's like, no, the nigga was drunk. Everybody was drunk, arguing about careers. He got in his little man feelings, his fucking 5'2", 5'3", 5'4", feelings, and couldn't take the fact that, you know, Megan was popping. She was the bigger artist, still is the bigger artist, and he's only hot when he hops on remixes. That's it, that's all. But those of us who had common sense, we knew that she was telling the truth. We didn't care about the fact that, okay, she slept with him, so what? What does that have to do with him shooting her? Then, you know, having practically all these other niggas in the industry turn against her and make it seem like, oh, she this lying ass bitch. She just the alcoholic sex fiend and nobody should trust her. Da, 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 da. And now everybody, including Carl Crawford, is coming out apologizing and being like, oh, I'm so sorry. Damn, I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't have been petty to you. I shouldn't have da, 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 da. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, nigga. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. So again, let me know what y'all think about this situation pertaining to Jonathan Majors and this whole debacle in Hollyweird. Because, yeah, it just seems like the gift that keeps on giving. Because the closer we get to this case, we are just trying to figure out what's it giving. You know what I'm saying? Is he guilty? Is he innocent? What's going on? Because this video that was released, I'm really trying to find it. I'm finding it hard to understand how we went from the back of a cab to a nightclub / bar or whatever. Make it make sense for me and my homegirls. Okay, make it make sense. But anyway, you guys, we'll be right back after these messages. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Royal Hour podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. And we'll be right back after these messages. Peace. I'm pretty sure most of you are familiar with the line from the Notorious B.I.G. Black and ugly as ever, however. So I'm here to tell you about Black and Ugly, a clothing line where the phrase itself is an oxymoron and it is not everything that you think. Rather, it's everything you think it's not. Here at Black and Ugly, you are going to find unique pieces of clothing from hats to hoodies to sweatpants to camouflage pants to backpacks to little pins that you can put on your backpack as well as your clothing, down to jackets, hockey shirts, so on and so forth. And mind you, this is not your typical average wear. No, this is wearable art created by a Black woman for the people, by the people. This is like FUBU 2.0. Black and Ugly. It's everything that you think it's not. Be sure to head on over there and let them know that the Royal Hour, Prince Onyx, sent you. And welcome back to the Royal Hour Podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. Now, as I had mentioned in the previous article, aka the previous story, about the multiple plethora of things that Jonathan Majors has been dropped from, here are but a few. Now, remember, several projects in development have dropped Majors from their cast. According to Deadline, and this is coming from Vulture, the magazine Dreams actor, now mind you, side note, magazine Dreams is the movie where he is playing this like bodybuilder who wants to be featured on magazines, but the bodybuilder also has like a mental health issue as well. That's the movie that Disney had purchased that they, you know, outbid everybody else at the movie theater, ha ha ha, at the film festival for, and that's the movie that's coming out later this year. But anyway, the magazine Dreams actor will no longer star in the film adaptation of the Walter Mosley novel, The Man in My Basement, or be considered for the unannounced fifth season's Otis Redding biopic, Otis and Zelma. As for the projects that Majors and his name is still attached to, there's Avengers: The Kang Dynasty in 2025, and Loki Season 2, which actually just finished filming not too long ago, so of course he's still in that. And as I told you guys earlier, Spike Lee's The Understudy, and Lionsgate's 48 Hours in Vegas, in which he will play Dennis Rodman. So he's still attached to some projects. Brand deals that he's been dropped from within the first week after his arrest, the U.S. Army postponed a campaign featuring Majors. That's the one where they had to pay back, either the Army had to pay back the production company or vice versa. Somebody had to pay back somebody. The Major League Baseball Texas Rangers have removed Majors from their 2023 season ad campaign that was reportedly set to debut on Friday. And this article came out from The Vulture. This was on April 19th. So that would have been the 21st when that ad was supposed to drop. So he's been dropped from that. And you know, already the mutual agreement from Valentino that he won't attend the Met Gala. Also, some nonprofits apparently that dropped him. Variety is reporting that Majors is stepping down from the Gotham Film and Media Institute board and its Cindy Portier initiative. And that's, you know, very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate because, you know, damn, he really was a rising star. And now it just seems like he's in this weird limbo space. So again, I'm waiting for, you know, the court of law to let us know the real tea and for us to get to the bottom of this, because all these internet detectives, sometimes it's okay for y'all to shut the fuck up. But anyway, we're going to move along on to some other Hollywood shit, right? So apparently they have decided to cast, and I don't know why they did this, but then again, you know, hey, life is stranger than fiction, or truth is stranger than fiction, whatever the phrase is. But Billy Porter will be playing the legendary, the iconic activist James Baldwin in a James Baldwin biopic. Now, those who know James Baldwin or know of his works knows that he most likely would have been against a biopic of any kind, any type of betrayal of him, even though there have been other versions of like biopics, either like plays or, you know, little miniseries or whatever the case is, you know what I'm saying, little History Channel shit. But he definitely would have been against a biopic. But what I've also noticed from within my community, the gay community, the Black gay community, a lot of people are saying how, you know, oh, Billy Porter is quote unquote too gay to play James Baldwin. And it's like, well, James Baldwin was also a Black gay man himself. So what exactly are you talking about too gay? Is it because he's very flamboyant? Like, he's an actor. I'm pretty sure he can give you the performance that is needed and still, you know, give you the performance that is needed without you having to worry about, oh my God, it's going to be too gay. Like, okay, girl. And like, when it comes to the Black gay community and representation, this whole masculine versus feminine thing has us all in a chokehold. And it's just like, yo, y'all saying this shit, but it's like James Baldwin wasn't necessarily like this hyper masculine, macho, machismo, you know, buff ass dude. You know what I'm saying? When he was alive, he was of average body size and stature and that stuff, and his mannerisms, I would say they were on the more flamboyant side, maybe even feminine mannerisms, if you will. You know what I'm saying? But what is also interesting is that people fail to realize that Billy Porter and James Baldwin have something in common, and that is their partners, their choice of partners, I should say, because I don't care what you guys have to say, no matter what, as a black person in the world, not just in America, who you choose to date and have sex with is a political, it's a political stance. So if you're always in a room where there are no other colors, and you're always in a room where there are bland, unseasoned salt, you know, sardines, I mean, it begs the question of, okay, damn, do you like black people at all? Because I'm gonna be honest with y'all. For me, when I saw the conversation between Nikki Giovanni and James Baldwin, I was immediately disgusted by his opinions, because he was basically saying that it's okay for the black man to abuse his wife and children, his family, you know, the nuclear family that people are so hellbent on protecting, blah, 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 that it's okay for him to take out his frustrations and, you know, angst and anger on them because he can't attack the white supremacist system. You know what I'm saying? He can't attack systematic racism and the oppression that he faces outside. So instead of him pretending that he's happy on the inside when he's inside his home, it's okay for him to let loose like a wild cannon and beat the shit out of, you know, his wife and his children. That was fucked up of him to say. But then again, I mean, this is the same man who wants to have a book called I Am Not Your Negro, and they ended up making a documentary about that, which is ironic because the man who is on the flyer, the poster for I Am Not Your Negro, who's holding the sign, you know, I am a man, that's actually, he's a family member of mine, dead ass, on my mother's side. That's a cousin. So, you know, I'm very tied into this historical civil rights shit, okay? But anyway, shout out to you, cousin. I want to say his last name is Nickelberry. Yes, shout out to you, cousin Nickelberry. But anyway, it's very ironic that you want to say, James Baldwin, that I am not your Negro, but you were someone's Negro. Catch my drift? I really hope y'all caught that. He can say that I'm not your Negro to, you know, the white systematic racial injustices that, you know, black people face. But behind closed doors, you were someone's Negro. You were someone's Negro. You were someone's buck, and you had to be broken down again, time and time, 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 and again and again and again. You were broken down. So let's just be real. This is actually kind of accurate casting, because you have two you have two coons of the same feather that are going to flock and fuck white men together. I mean, that just is what it is. Like, literally, I have nothing else to say about this. Like, that just is what it is. Like, I could go deeper into the conversation, especially because, like, you know, Harry Belafonte, at the time that I'm recording this, Harry Belafonte, he has passed away at 96. And I honestly don't feel sad about it. I feel indifferent. I feel conflicted because he's another one who, you know, frequented white pussy. And it's not a matter of being obsessed with who somebody else fucks or sleeps with or whatever the case is, however you want to phrase it. It's just a matter of, like, whether it's Harry Belafonte or James Baldwin or even Bayard Rustin, who had a hand in helping out with the March on Washington. But because he was gay, you know, black Christian folks in the South shunned him to the back. You know, but he ended up with a white man as well, or even, and there's another Sidney Poitier, you know, he has a white spouse as well. It's like these men who are these activists for the community, right? They have a tendency to not really fuck with their own kind, whether it be black men or black women, depending on their sexuality. I mean, I'll never forget how Eartha Kitt was done dirty by the likes of, you know, whether it was Harry Belafonte, Sidney Poitier, Sammy Davis Jr., where they felt like, oh, I can't be seen with you publicly because, you know, I'm trying to be successful. And so the idea and the imagery of success is to have a white woman on my arms. So you wanted to cast out this black woman who wanted to love you, to love y'all and take care of y'all and do whatever and be this power couple because, you know, the white man's ice, or in this case, the white woman's ice and her unflavored, unseasoned Kool-Aid is a little bit better than being by a black woman's side, the same black woman who was with you during slavery. So with this whole Billy Porter situation, him being cast as James Baldwin, am I going to be checking for this movie? Absolutely not. I mean, I'll check out the trailer, you know, probably give my thoughts later on and just keep it the fuck pushing, because it's like, okay, they casted him. Oh, well, what do y'all want to, you know, again, this whole thing about him being too gay, it's like, really, y'all are just saying he's too feminine. Let's just be real. But again, him and, you know, James Baldwin have something in common, and that is that they fuck white men exclusively. And also another thing is that I feel like James Baldwin and Billy Porter also have this mentality of being the only gay black man in the room. Because when Billy Porter was asked about his win at, what was that, the Emmys or the Golden Globes, whichever one it was, and how, you know, the black trans women, the black and brown trans women on Pose, they didn't really receive any nominations or nothing like that. He stressed the urgency of, you know, hey, well, I just got in the room. I'm in the room. Basically, translation, I don't give a fuck about these trans bitches. I'm the gay black man who, you know, I've been in this industry for so long and I'm finally getting my recognition. Finally, NASA is acknowledging me. So fuck what you heard and fuck what you thought. That is the mindset that it gives off. And he can say that that's not it, but it's exactly what the fuck it is. So again, I don't really have much to say on this other than, you know what? It is what it is. You know, two cones of the same feather are going to flock and fuck white men exclusively together. That's it. That's all, you know. But anyway, y'all let me know your thoughts on this situation. Will you be checking out the Billy Porter, you know, movie where he's playing James Baldwin? Would you be interested in checking it out in the first damn place? Have you read any of James Baldwin's work? What are your thoughts on him as a person? You know, whether it was him being an activist, him personally, what are your thoughts? Let me know, please and thank you. And I want to thank y'all once again for tuning in to the Royal Hour podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. And we'll be right back after these messages. Peace.
Oh, why, hello there. I didn't see you come creeping into my attic. Messy, isn't it? Well, no matter. No matter. Welcome to Mary's Attic, the storytelling podcast where your host, that's me, tells you tales that range from the horror section of my collection to the fantastical lands of fairy tale fan fiction. I'm so pleased that you have decided to join me as I take you through tales of mystery and mayhem. Whatever podcatcher of your choice that you are listening to this on, be sure to subscribe, comment, leave a 5-star review, and tell anyone you can about this old attic of mine. After all, attics are truly more cozy when you have someone to share them with. Don't you agree? Mary's Attic is produced by me, Crystal Mary, whose artistic endeavors can be viewed at Mothlace, MOTH_LACE, on Instagram, where links to my Redbubble and published works can also be found in the description box. See you all in the attic.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Royal Hour podcast with your good guy here, Prince Onyx. Now we're going to go ahead and get ready to close out this episode, but before we do that, let's talk about how somebody can get fired on their day off, essentially. This is coming from USA Today, and this is pertaining to Don Lemon, who was fired from CNN. But this comes after minutes from when Tucker Carlson got let go from Fox News Network. So let's go ahead and get into it, shall we? So from usatoday.com, it says, quote unquote, "I am stunned. Don Lemon fired by CNN, network disputes details." Now, Don Lemon says he has been fired from his post at CNN's CNN This Morning, which he co-anchored with Caitlin Collins and Poppy Harlow for about 6 months. The former anchor, who was on air Monday morning, shared the news in a statement on Twitter. It goes on to say, "I was informed this morning by my agent that I have been terminated by CNN. I am stunned," he wrote. CNN CEO Chris Latchett said in a statement that the network wishes him well and will cheer him on as he pursues future endeavors, echoing what he wrote in an email to the CNN staffers obtained by USA Today. "To my CNN colleagues, CNN and Don have parted ways. Don will forever be a part of the CNN family, and we thank him for his contributions over the past 17 years. That's the one followed by the seven. 17 years, Latchett said. He added that CNN This Morning has been on the air for nearly 6 months, and we are committed to its success. Why was Don Lemon fired, you may ask? Neither Lemon nor CNN offered a reason for the exit Monday. Lemon expressed frustration with the manner in which he says the news was delivered to him. It goes on to say, from a quote from his, you know, statement, "After 17 years at CNN, I would have thought that someone in management would have had the decency to tell me directly," he added in a tweet. At no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue to do the work I have loved at the network. It is clear there are some larger issues at play. With that said, I want to thank my colleagues and the many teams I have worked with for an incredible run. They are the most talented journalists in the business, and I wish them all the best. USA Today has reached out to Lemon's agent for comment. CNN's communication Twitter account said Lemon's public assertions about his termination are not true. Don Lemon's statement about this morning's events is not accurate. They are inaccurate, actually, CNN said. He was offered an opportunity to meet with management, but instead released a statement on Twitter. Now, let me pause for the cause before I get more into the article. Now, was he offered this meeting with management before or after he was fired? And in the same breath, let me go ahead and dive in deeper. With Don Lemon, most of us in the Black community can't necessarily feel sorry for him because it was only within recent years that he started to somehow get that, you know, nigga wake up call and realize that, oh, these white people really don't fuck with me, even down to his white husband. He's not going to say that, but he probably thinks that every night that he's getting back shots by him. Anyway, unseasoned back shots, okay? Talk about fucking offbeat. So, you know, it's just like, dude, okay, they fired you. It's very unfortunate. I mean, who wants to lose their job? But it's like, if this pandemic has taught us anything, you know, is that these jobs don't give a fuck about us. So whether you are Tucker Carlson getting fired from Fox News, which that was due to some alleged sexual allegations, sexual abuse allegations and sexual harassment, allegedly, to Don Lemon, who you devoted a decade and some change, almost two decades, because, you know, you were close to 20 years with CNN. They got rid of you with no hesitation. And now you have Lee Daniels talking about, oh, I have an idea for a news network trying to offer you up a job. I mean, even it's so crazy that even Rick Ross doing it was really a joke about offering you a job at, you know, Wingstop. It's like, dude, we have seen you for who you are. We know that you don't really want to sit with us, but now that they have put you on your ass, even just like with TJ Holmes, he was fucking with a white woman on the job. So it's like that's, and some other people too on the job. Apparently he was working his way through the Good Morning America, but that's another conversation. But it's like, now that y'all have been put out on y'all asses by the same people who y'all most likely put over black people, it's going to be interesting to see how you all respond, you know what I'm saying, to this outpour of support, if you will. But again, like I said, with Billy Porter playing James Baldwin, and the same applies to Lee Daniels, and the same applies to Don Lemon, coons who flock together and fuck white men together are gonna always stick together. That just is what the fuck it is. Y'all want to be the only niggas in the room, and now we see what that has gotten you. On your ass with a fucking pink slip. Okay? Okay. Anyway, going back to the article. Don Lemon's news career at CNN lasted nearly two decades. See what I told y'all? After more than 8 years as a primetime host, Lemon on November 1st was moved along with Harlow and Collins to the relaunched CNN Mornings, the replacement for New Day as part of a revamp by Latch. But the ratings for the new show have been dismissal. Lemon's offensive commentary on Nikki Haley's made headlines. The news of Lemon's termination comes on the heels of reports of alleged misogyny in a lengthy piece from Variety. In February, Lemon made headlines for offensive statements about former Southern Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, for which he apologized in February. See how they made you apologize when you literally were saying that, you know, let's get into it on what you said. In an on-air discussion with his co-host, Lemon said, Haley isn't in her prime. Lemon discussed Haley's presidential campaign announcement on air and called for mandatory mental competency tests for politicians over 75 years old. Lemon, who is 57, told hosts Harlow and Collins that Haley's quote-unquote talk about age makes him uncomfortable, and said that her comments were the wrong road to go down, adding that Haley is not in her prime. Mind you, Nikki Haley is 51. She says people, politicians, are not in their prime. He said, Nikki Haley is not in her prime. Sorry, a woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s, 30s, and maybe 40s. He apologized the following week after a break from being on air. I appreciate the opportunity to be back on CNN this morning today, he tweeted shortly before going back on air. To my network, my colleagues, and our incredible audience, I'm sorry. I've heard you. I'm learning from you. I'm committed to doing better. See you soon. Now let's pause for the cause once again. Now you see how you spoke the truth about the fact that she wants to say how, you know, oh, politicians who are 75 need to be having mental competency tests, which yes, they do. But she herself is like, well, girl, the same could be said for you. But you see how when you, quote unquote, get out of line in somebody else's backyard, they are quick to reprimand you and pull you in. So again, it's like, dude, if you would have really down to who you married and fucked on, because again, let's go ahead and bring up this fact. When you were being interviewed on the Red Table Talk and you talked about how, you know, you were trying to date black men, but you kept running into down low men, men who were in the closet, who were black, you turned to going outside of your race, which, you know, hey, do what you're going to do. But I feel like personally, and I'm going to always feel like this, you didn't try hard enough to find an openly black gay man who was successful in his own industry. It didn't have to necessarily be the entertainment industry or the journalism industry, which is kind of intertwined into entertainment. You decided to go straight to white. You know what I'm saying? So now it's just like, dude, you want us to essentially, you know, come by you and be by your side and be like, oh, we got to uphold and uplift this black man. It's not going to happen. Because here's the thing. Yes, you said what you said. You felt how you felt. And then when you check that up, this other person, this other guest who was on your show, who was giving inaccurate information, misinformation about the NRA helping black people to obtain their freedom during the Civil War era. You know, you checked him and you got him together, but rumor has it that was the second strike, which ultimately could have been the third strike that counted against you. So you see, CNN was low-key looking for a way to get rid of you, and you honestly gave them the way to get rid of you by being like, oh, I'm not going to stand for this. I'm not going to stand for this misinformation being put out here about black people because I am a black man, a black gay man, and I'm going to speak against it. Now they've shown you how they really felt about you. So how does it feel? How does it feel? Report chronicles allegations of Don Lemon's disrespect towards former colleagues. Going back to the article, Lemon has been accused of making other offensive comments about women on air in the past, and according to the Variety report released this month, inappropriate behavior towards female colleagues at work, which is hard to believe because, again, he's a gay man. So what inappropriate, behavior could he have done to his female colleagues at work? The report alleges the anchor has disrespected former colleagues, including Nancy Grace and Soledad O'Brien, in a number of public settings, including on air and in editorial meetings. Variety interviewed more than a dozen former and current colleagues, many of whom were quoted anonymously. The report also includes details on Lemon's alleged offenses to Kyra Phillips, with whom he co-anchored CNN's Live From in 2008. Phillips declined to comment on these allegations to Variety. A representative for Lemon told USA Today, at the time, the Variety story was riddled with plenty of false anecdotes and no concrete evidence. The report is entirely based on unsourced, unsustainable 15-year-old anonymous gossip, Lemon's rep added. It's amazing and disappointing that Variety would be so reckless, end quote. A spokesperson for CNN added that the news network was, quote unquote, unable to corroborate the alleged accounts, quote unquote, contained in the report. And then, of course, they go on to list the history of his so-called offensive commentary. But again, what I have to say about this is that, Don, let this be a lesson to you and even to that prick, Tucker Carlson, is that these jobs don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about us regular, degular citizens. They don't give a fuck about you all as news anchors of, you know, whether it's, you know, Good Morning America or CNN or Fox News or MSNBC or whomever. They don't care about y'all. So with this, you know, hopefully you do have enough money saved up, which I'm sure you do. You made some good investments, I'm sure. So you'll be all right. And if Lee Daniels wants to give you a shot on whatever his idea is of a news network, go right ahead and fall for that buffoonery and that minstrel show and see how far that gets you. But I'm pretty sure, you know, once Tyler Perry, if he does obtain BET successfully with the, you know, the stocks and buying, you know, bulk of the company, he may have an opportunity for you as well. Just like with TJ Holmes. But I'm going to say this. Just because they let you back in the house don't mean the rest of us are letting you any further in the house. Catch my drift? But all right, y'all, that's all I have to say for this episode and this iteration of the Royal Hour podcast. Please be sure to let me know your thoughts and your commentary in the comments. Please be sure to give a 5-star rating per usual and comment, share with a friend, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And I will be back next week with more and more exciting news. But with this Hollywood Mayhem installment, I hope you all have enjoyed and I will talk to you all soon. Peace. Hey guys, what's going on? I just wanted to let you guys know before we get on up out of here with your good guy here, Prince Onyx, I just want to let you lovely people know where you can find me. So if you are in the TikTok streets, you can find me at Prince of the Go. That is PRINCEOFTHEGO. And the Go is short for Chicago. Or you can just simply type in Prince Onyx and I will pop up. Now that same name I just gave you, Prince of the Go, you can also find me under that same moniker over at Instagram. You know, trying to keep in tune with the whole Prince royalty background, you know, the brand. And you can also find me under my second Instagram, Prince of Gotham, with the number one, and Gotham, like, you know, Gotham City, you know, in case you guys haven't put two and two together, comic book reference. And you guys can also find me at Fanbase Prince Onyx, and you can also find me on these Twitter streets, Prince Onyx World. Now that after you spell out Prince, the Onyx is O-N-Y-X, all capitalized, and World is spelled W-R-L-D, so it's World minus the O, and that is all capitalized as well. So be sure that you are following me and keeping up to date with me and staying in touch with me, as I want to hear from you lovely people. And other than that, we will go ahead and get on up out of here. So I love you guys lots, and let me know your thoughts on this recent episode. Until we meet again, peace. Oh, and how could I forget? You can also find me on YouTube, Prince Onyx. Hello, come on now. I'm definitely trying to keep this brand going and going and going and going. Not even trying. I am keeping this brand going. But again, I just want you guys to know where you guys can find me. All right, talk to you later. Peace.